Welcome to the Full of Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:23, and that is on September 3rd. And, well, today there was two big news items. The first, of course, being that the ECB had their meeting and that Mario Draghi said that there was nobody voted to increase the role of the size of quantitative easing, but that they were expanding the range of assets that they may purchase, and not least because they're concerned about dominating the purchase of various issues. And that would give them a role in dictating how coupons are paid or indeed bought back in floating rate or in non-bullet bonds that they probably don't really want. Well, of course, that also highlights the fact that the ECB has got an issue in exactly what they can buy. This is not the USA, where you have incredibly deep a unified treasury market and an incredibly deep federally backed mortgage market. Certainly Germany has the Pfandbrief, but you don't have that kind of collateralized mortgage market in the rest of Europe. In fact, the asset-backed market is incredibly illiquid and considerably smaller than the USA, and then not homogenous across the entire Eurozone. So then the ECB is limited to buying the bonds of constituent governments, but they're not particularly big fans of that. So they are a little bit concerned about what they're buying, but they are committed to buying, and that is continuing to weigh on the euro. The euro is down now to 111, having been north of 115 last week. That was a failed upside break, and we're coming back to test the lower side of the underlying range. But we're pretty close to the lower side of the underlying range, and I think that's some of the consideration that it was going into the markets towards the close on Wall Street, where you had the S&P pretty much flat on the day, having been up about 1% in early trading. Europe, on the other hand, had rallied really quite well, and the majority of indices were in positive territory by approximately 2%. The FTSE 100 a little bit less than that. The DAX a little bit more. The European indices are really worth looking at from the medium term, and I'll post a number of those charts in the comment of the day today. But what's interesting is, for example, the DAX is back from over 12,000 to test the 10,000 level. That's a big psychological level, and you know it's upwards of a 25% decline, and that's sufficiently large to encourage value back into this market. So there is every prospect that provided the euro does not sustain a move above 115, that we've probably seen the lows for Europe. I think it's still open to question whether we've seen the lows for Wall Street. It might be tempting to conclude that the low that we saw on Tuesday is a higher reaction low within the context of the reaction, and so far it has been. But this is still a volatile environment, and that low would have to hold if those that are buying the dips are really going to be correct in here. There are two very big themes. The other big news item today was China, in that you had this spectacular military show of force, and which was tempered by the announcement that they were going to fire 300,000 of the 2.3 million people in the army. Of course, that's because they're modernizing it, and there will be greater reliance on technology than people in the modern military apparatus. And this is also not going to, regardless of what the administration are saying with regard to peace and their non-aggression, their actions in the South China Sea say something else. What we have seen is that the markets are shut, and that's also true of Hong Kong, but that there are deep oversold conditions on Hong Kong. And what happens next week will give us a pretty good indication of whether they're going to be unwound or whether we're going to move into a much deeper corrective phase. The H-share index has got some of the most attractive valuations in the world, and it is right back at the lower side of its range. And the Hang Seng is back to where, if it's going to find support and hold that long, medium-term progression of higher reaction lows, then it will find support in the current area. So Monday is going to be a very interesting environment indeed. the two big issues that are going on in the market. Well, I've already spoken about the euro and the fact that it has been a carry trade currency for the last 6 months. And I'll post a couple of the charts in here today, comparing the S&P and the euro stocks to the euro dollar rate. And there's been such an incredibly high correlation over the last 4 months. And that's probably unlikely to change. But the other big consideration is the extent to which emerging market corporations had been borrowing US dollars, and whether that was then to act as carry traders themselves or whether it was to fund operations is rather beside the point. The main point is that the relative strength of the US dollar against some of these currencies is creating pretty severe problems for the emerging markets, and that has been a contributing factor in the accelerated declines that we've seen in emerging market currencies. But they have accelerated to such an extent that a great deal of bad news is already in the price. And you're starting to see tentative signs of support starting to come in. You're not yet in the Brazilian real, not yet in the Philippine peso, but you look at something like the Colombian peso, and now you have a higher reaction low. And that's following an incredibly... That's just an incredibly swift decline. And if you sort of tote it up over the last year, it is almost a 50% decline in the value of the currency. And that has made their economy considerably more competitive today than it would have been a year ago. And that is perhaps the most important factor to bear in mind, that once the devaluation has run its course, then that competitiveness gets locked in. And then the economy can start to compete and to do better. And it also suggests that to foreign investors that it's safe to put money back to work, that they're not going to have the currency volatility that had forced them to exit positions earlier. So we're definitely at an interesting juncture in some of the emerging markets, and but they will have to be addressed on their individual merits. Well, the gold market today was a little bit weaker. And if you look at it over the last 2 months, then there is a progression of higher reaction lows. The gold price today is coming back to test that progression of higher reaction lows. So then the big question is whether it is going to find support. Gold closed out today at approximately 1125. That was down 8, and platinum was down a bit, but it's still holding above the $1,000 level. And this hasn't been the most bullish environment, but then we'd had reasonable bounces before the stress that has unfolded in stock markets, and their relative strength, particularly versus some of the industrial metals, is really worth noting. When we start to see some of these industrial metals turning around, well, that would be an additional sign that some of the selling pressure has run its course. In the bond markets in here, we've had a pretty inert environment. The US 10-year has been in the region of between 2.10 and 2.18, 2.18 and 2.1% for much of the last 10 days. The gyrations that we've had on stock markets haven't really moved the bonds all that much. And I guess part of the reason for that is because there is just huge uncertainty about when interest rates are about to rise, but that people are increasingly getting the notion that they will be rising, and that moderating exposure to duration is going to be one of the better strategies. Well, this is still a taut environment, and volatility was lower yesterday and a little bit weaker today, but it needs to be coming down more. And the big question is to what extent it will come down, and are we going to be in a somewhat more volatile environment for a while? There are two ways to price risk, and One would be to look at volatility and the other at interest rates. And right now, we're seeing the prospect of a change to the status quo in both. And that's likely to contribute to ranging. That, you know, we could argue that European and US equities are reasonably favorably valued, but that the metrics used to assess that risk are changing. So that suggests that, you know, we've now lost consistency in terms of the medium-term uptrends, and that that is going to take time to repair, not least because of the damage that's been done to sentiment. I think with that, I will leave you for today and wish all the best to all of you.